You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
There have been a couple of developments related to Eskom and some of the decisions that they've been looking to take. Tariff hikes chief among them, obviously. But there have also been some interesting suspensions at NERSA that have taken place. I'm joined on the line by independent analyst Tsepo Radima to take a look at these developments and see if we can make sense of what's going on. Radima, thank you so much for the time. Lovely to speak to you as always. Let's start with NERSA. Suspensions within the NERSA leadership team by the Minister of Energy and Electricity. Are you surprised?
Well, I am surprised, more so because of the timing of the suspension and more so because of the apparent secrecy, which in fact is an anathema in state institutions, that there could be, you know, such a suspension could be shrouded with secrecy. I mean, the minister, Dr. Hosien Soramokgopa, is duty-bound in terms of the Constitution of the Republic to have been a little bit more transparent and provide information as to the circumstances that led to having taken such a drastic decision of suspension at the time of the hearings, and more so taking into account that the particular individual who is subject of this suspension not long ago admitted publicly that NERSA had been applying an incorrect methodology to determine tariffs of electricity, which of course means that we are now, we have experienced an 850% tariff increase, which is totally unwarranted, and therefore, there are supposed to be steps to actually correct that, that error, because we will give it to them that it maybe it was an error in terms of interpretation of the relevant statute. But I think we would have been interested to hear from the minister in terms of what action measures he's taking to ensure that that error is corrected by revising the tariff downward or to drop the tariff, instead of actually now, effectively punishing the messenger, because the message itself still remains.
Dr. Radima, you touched on the tariffs, 850% increase. Obviously, we, as you said, we would hope that the tariffs would come down, but instead, NERSA is Eskom rather is still pushing for a tariff increase. In fact, the Eskom CFO saying that those tariff increases are essential. You and I have spoken about this before at length, to say that recovering the losses from municipalities or from the mispricing or from whatever it is that Eskom's looking to recover losses for, the solution is not to make the consumer pay more.
Well, I mean, that is a zero-sum game to try to make the consumer to pay more, but it's actually more devastating to the economy of the country. South Africa is no longer a competitive country globally, and hence we are going to see an accelerated rate of deindustrialization of this economy purely based on energy. I mean, we've just seen with the US elections, Donald Trump making a promise that within a year he will cut energy costs by 50%. And that includes, of course, liquid fuels as well as electricity. But that is the tonic that this economy needs in order to be able to grow sustainably and to create the necessary jobs to reduce the unemployment, and therefore have electricity consumers domestically who are able to afford to pay. It is not surprising, at least now, that I think the municipal debt, so-called, is said to have ballooned well over 90 billion rand and will soon be 105 billion rand. So who comes in to bail out these municipalities? It is National Treasury, and National Treasury doesn't have money of its own. Of course, it's the taxpayers who have to continue to with those bailouts. So a 36% tariff increase when people cannot afford electricity today, I cannot understand how, in good faith, both the government in terms of the Minister of Electricity, NERSA, and Eskom itself can hold course to sustain the argument for higher tariff increases, more so when We know, as a matter of fact, I mean, I'm on record as having stated that Eskom has got over 80 billion rand a year of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. And if anything, these hearings, we should have been for tariff increases. Eskom should have been telling us what exactly they are doing to reduce that 80 billion rand a year in fruitless and wasteful expenditure, not tell us that actually their primary energy costs are increasing, whereby in terms of coal to a whopping 93 billion. And then in there, you have another 36, 37 billion rand of totally redundant electricity that they continue to purchase. And they are not taking any measures to actually reduce, because the actual cost per kilowatt hour to produce electricity should be 32 cents and not 44 cents. And those are the measures that I think we are interested to hear, that does Eskom have the gumption to drop the primary energy cost factor to 32 cents instead of 44 cents and totally sequestrate from their income statement the 2 rand 48 cents or so of intermittent energy, which in any case is 100% useless on the grid.
Tabo, there was a time in our lives, I'm sure you remember the time, but it seems like it was a very long time ago now, where Eskom was bragging to the world about having the cheapest electricity in the world, or being able to produce electricity at the cheapest rate in the world. I imagine those days are behind us, and the numbers that you're giving me suggest that we are quite a way away from that. How do we reconcile this now, understanding that there was also a time where Eskom said to us, we need to improve the energy availability factor. That seemingly has improved now that we don't have load shedding. But how do we now go from having the cheapest electricity in the world to now continually having north of, as you said, 850% worth of increases?
Yeah, we have everything to have electricity or to maintain that coveted position of being the lowest cost of electricity producer globally, because that is what is key for us to be competitive as an economy. And indeed, it is possible. As I say, Eskom today can drop its primary energy cost from coal to 32 cents a kilowatt hour. And Eskom is supposed to cancel or terminate all the take or pay, or the so-called evergreen coal contracts, whereby, I mean, their financials are yet to be released, but if you look at the previous year's financials, they had more than 89 days of coal stockpiles, meaning that is coal that would never be used in a very long time. But that was over 11 billion rand of capital that was trapped there, and at a higher cost in terms of maintenance. The electricity tariffs today, where we stand, should be in 2025 at 1 rand 22 cents a kilowatt hour before you add VAT. So 1 rand 22 cents plus VAT, that should be, and this must be the argument that should be made in this NERSA tariff hearings to ensure that as an economy, and we also, the rate of default. Remember, as we sit here, Eskom, yes, they now are claiming to have reached 70% energy availability factor, and we congratulate them on that. I'm on record as having said that load shedding is gone once and for good. It will not return. But the factors that led to load shedding being gone for good is not only the improvement in terms of the energy availability factor, because their energy efficiency factor is still low, but it has been the exodus of customers who have been migrating off-grid. Today, that figure stands at over 10,000 megawatts of electricity demand, which historically would have been supplied by Eskom. It is now gone completely off-grid, and some of it has just completely been shut off with energy-intensive industries that are also labor-intensive having shut down. So effectively, you are looking at an organization here that wants to attempt to maintain the status of being the largest company by revenue from 850 million rand a day turnover to now being a 1.24 billion rand a day company in terms of turnover, but I can't see how they will be able to achieve that. And if indeed they do get their way, get awarded this 36% tariff increase, with municipalities then coming in at 44% tariff increases, you are going to see an accelerated rate of default, and you will have a ESCOM that in within the next 12 months will have to come back to Treasury for yet another bailout, because certainly the consumer is no longer able to sustain the really colossal tariffs that we are enduring. But this economy itself, it is just simply not going to afford that. We should take a leaf out of Trump's campaign promises, that we too in this country drop the tariffs to 1.22 rand, standardize. I mean, I was curious to see what the CFO of Eskom yesterday stated during the hearings, that they have got the negotiated price agreements, and those negotiated price agreements, or the NPAs, I think they call them, you find they are discriminating their own customers in violation of even the constitution, because they are a state-owned company, that we are not paying a standardized uniform tariff. And that's what some of us are calling for, a standardized uniform tariff. And that standardized uniform tariff must be 1.22 rand. Then we are competitive. Then the rate of default is completely reduced. And the customer migration, the exodus, is itself arrested.
The maths needs to maths. It needs to all make sense. And we need to figure out how to best handle this tariff situation, because it's unsustainable. And we'll leave the conversation there. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you so much, as always, for the insights. Ntate Gadima, Tsepo Gadima, independent analyst, are joining me to take a look at the latest updates from Eskom around the tariff hikes, around the suspensions that have taken place, and what it all means for you and I as consumers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.